This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Tech Talk. Now, not too long ago, companies were relying on trade shows, conferences, and a slew of other physical activities to generate leads for their businesses. Fast forward to the pandemic, and nearly all modern marketing programs have turned digital, with customer experience under the spotlight now more than ever. Hyper-personalization has been recently lauded as the future of marketing and customer experience, with the ability to provide businesses with a turnaround and capture more market segments. Now, I'm on the phone with Saket Kumar Jha. He's the Chief Revenue Officer for SEA, MEA, ANZ, and East Asia of Netcore Cloud. He's going to talk to me a little bit more about this and talk to me about how hyper-personalization is shaping the future of marketing and the customer experience. Welcome to the show, Saket.
Hi, Richard.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Happily safe inside an office right now. So, Saket, just explain to me then how you and the people over at Netcore Cloud think hyper-personalization is shaping the future of marketing and the customer experience.
Okay. See, if you look at overall hyper-personalization, it's basically a very granular one-to-one personalization. Mm-hmm. Based on individual customer behavior and an activity. It also leverages on AI and the real-time data to recommend better products to customers.
Okay.
In a simpler way, if you look at for the hyper-personalization, how can we create more aha moments for our customers?
Yeah.
And how can we create and help brands in creating their aha moment with their set of customers?
And so, sorry, please carry on.
Yeah, as we know, Richard, that you have better customer experience, and the customer experience kind of lies at the center of it.
Yeah,
and it helps in increasing the loyalty overall from the customer side of it, Richard.
So, what would you define as an aha moment?
So, let's say I come on an e-commerce website, and I'm looking for some gadget for myself, mm-hmm. and I get the right set of recommendations based on what are my likings.
Right.
Then I know that brand knows me. They are recommending right set of products.
Yeah.
At the right time.
I see. So behind that aha moment is data collection and AI. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that's what helps to create the aha moment.
Yes. And when I say aha moment, it's basically recommending right products at right time, Richard.
Right. So, for example, if I'm browsing, for example, a well-known e-commerce site, for example, and I'm doing it at a specific time regularly each day, it knows at that time that I'm likely to be browsing at that time, and so will suggest things based on my browsing habits. Is that about right?
Yeah. So how it works, Richard, based on all the behavior data and all the historical data which you have left during your interaction with the brand, with the e-commerce, let's say in this case, based on all the historical data, your purchase, your product which you have viewed, product which you have clicked on, the products which you have added in your wish list, we kind of capture all the data, and then based on that, we recommend the right set of products which will be relevant for you.
Right. And how much data do you have to collect on a consumer like me to be able to, you know, fairly accurately suggest a product or a service? How granular is it?
So it's basically almost all the events which you do on the app or on the mobile, on the website, Richard. So let's say if you come there, you have done some search, if you have clicked on some product, you have gone on the category page, you have looked at a product, and then you have added something into your cart, you have how much time which you are spending on it. All of these things get captured through the initial integration which we do.
Okay.
And we capture all of these activity in our platform.
Yeah.
So from the data side of it, it's not basically customer needs to provide that data. Basically, all of these e-commerce brand have this data capturing mechanism in place, which helps them in capturing the data, and which also comes to platform like us.
Okay, so tell me how Netcore's service offerings and the types of industries that your brand is offering solutions to, and how can they be implemented?
Yeah. So Netcore today provides a full stack MarTech platform, Richard, which consists of marketing automation, personalization, product experience, CDP, and email marketing.
Mm-hmm.
We are largest email service provider in this region, with most of the high volume sender on this in this region. They are using Netcore for better email delivering and consulting.
Mm-hmm.
And we are working towards getting and helping more brands in doing customer engagement, focusing on the mobile first brands.
Right.
Based on the recent modules which we have added, likes of predictive segments, app retention modules, nudges, and the contextual walkthroughs. Those are more meaningful and relevant for the mobile first brand. So that is going to be our focus area.
The nudges where you will often get a notification from a specific brand reminding you that you maybe have something in your cart that perhaps you've forgotten about, something like that.
Yeah, that is also a nudge, but that is happening with the help of push notification, Richard.
I see.
We are bringing an industry first nudges, which is basically a coach marks on the app, which guides user to take an action.
I see.
So let's say if I go on I'm on Grab, for example, here.
Yeah.
And my top up is less, or my credit is less.
Yeah.
And I want to prompt users to do the top up.
Mm-hmm.
I can guide users to click on the top up by blinking the entire screen and just highlight the top up.
Sneaky. Very good, though. Very good.
Yes. And it doesn't only stop there. It is what we call it as a guided walkthroughs.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of helps you in each stages that what next after you have clicked on the first highlight, which I have done.
Yeah.
What should be the next action? There also, we will guide you.
Okay. Now, obviously, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and I want to talk to you a little bit about your marketing technology solutions and how they're able to help some of the problems faced by Malaysian businesses, especially those that are having trouble growing as a business. What kind of offerings can you give to them?
So what we have seen in Malaysia, I think most of the brands are today adopting to MarTech solution with the clear objective of doing an effective and a personalized communication. Brands are also emphasizing on giving seamless experience to their customers, irrespective of the digital property which they are accessing,
mm-hmm.
be it their mobile app, or be it their website or the channel of engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the issues which we see that brands are facing today, I think some of them are inherent in nature, and like, say, data in silos, not being able to personalize effectively. Resource availability has been a major concern due to this pandemic.
Yeah.
Creating some intelligent segments that which segment is appropriate for the kind of offering which I have. These are some of the challenges which the brands are facing today in Malaysia, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
And how we are helping Malaysian brands by giving them an integrated platform which help them in giving hyper-personalized experience through right channel at right time with right content to the right set of people.
Okay, just hold that thought second. We're going to take a short break here on Tech Talk.
Great.
My name is Rich Bradbury. You're tuned in to Tech Talk. I'm on the phone with Saket Kumar Jha, the Chief Revenue Officer for Netcore Cloud here in SEA, MEA, ANZ, and Southeast Asia. We'll be right back after these messages here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. We're talking a little bit about hyper-personalization that's been recently lauded as the future of marketing and customer experience, with the ability to provide businesses with a turnaround and capture more market segments. I'm on the phone with Saket Kumar Jha, the Chief Revenue Officer for Netcore Cloud. Saket, just before the break, we were talking about a little bit of the tech and some of the stuff that you're helping out with local Malaysian brands. I want to talk a little bit now about the power of email marketing, amongst other MarTech tools, and why you think this method is highly effective, in helping to get more customer engagement, more retention, and overall growth. Because, you know, from a personal point of view, email marketing has very limited impact on me. And so how would you target somebody like me? Or, you know, what methods could a potential business use to keep me engaged?
Okay, let me try to put some scenarios to answer this question, Richard.
Yeah.
Which will help you to understand that why email as a channel will keep you engaged.
Let me take an attempt.
So, talking about email marketing, Richard, it is very essential channel, and it has been ever since brands started engaging with the customers digitally.
Yeah.
When it comes to building an engagement, building a better customer experience, and driving loyalty campaigns, email has performed much better than the other channels.
Right.
And the reason being is very clear. The reachability which today you have with the help of high deliverability, which email is today giving, is much better than any other platform, but much better than any delivery channels, like say, comparing with the push notification or other channel of communication which is there.
Right.
It also comes with the flexibility of having a very rich content because you have the better size there. And it is also very non-intuitive in nature, right? So it kind of does not hamper the overall experience. When you want to look at your Gmail, then only you go to your Gmail to look at your promotional content, right?
For the email. Right, yeah.
So brands who are following good email marketing practices and targeting the relevant segment of customers are able to get the maximum results, Richard. And let me tell you some instances where how users like you can get engaged with the brand for email marketing. Let's say you were looking for some specific product on an e-commerce and you logged off. You did not do anything and you logged off from the e-commerce website or an app. The email which you receive, Richard, is talking about either the same product or all the products which are kind of similar to them.
Okay, yeah.
So it recommends you, based on your search, what you did on the website. And it makes it very, very enticing, right? Okay, in terms of I was looking for something and I'm getting more options.
Right.
So it helps me in decision making. It helps me in getting more options. So overall, if you look at relevancy is the key here. How relevant is the communication which you are sending to your customers over an email? That matters the most. Let me give you another example, Richard. Let's say if you are searching for a flight from one place to one place, let's say Kuala Lumpur to Singapore.
Yeah.
And then you did not go ahead and book the flight. let's say for the airline for which you were looking for that flight, there is a price drop in that sector.
Mm.
And if you get an email about, just because you have searched for that sector, you get an email about a price drop in that sector.
Yeah.
So that kind of helps you in some of the decision making, which obviously gives a better experience as well, so that you are not getting bombarded with any random offer which the brand has to offer to you. But it is very, very specific about the needs. It is very specific about the search which you have done on the website.
I mean, this is really interesting to me because, you know, there are times when we as consumers, and I've had this conversation with friends and colleagues, and you may have been talking about something kind of off the cuff. You might have been talking about cat food or dog food or something, and then all of a sudden it appears up on your feed on your phone, or like, you know, you might receive a random email saying, hey, we saw that you were searching for dog food. Have you thought about looking this up? And often we've wondered, well, how has it figured out we've done that? And it's because at some point, obviously, we've filled in our details somewhere, which has captured our email address. And then it's looked at our cookies and it's looked at our browsing history. And a company like yours has used that data to send us an email. Is that how it works?
Yes, exactly.
Right. Do you think there's a worry from consumers, though, further down the line, that it's almost like a pester power from a child? Do you know what I mean? Where it's like when a child wants something, it constantly says to you, I want, I want, I want, I want. Whereas this is kind of, you need, you need, you need, you need.
Yeah. So, Richard, what we are trying to solve here is, rather than having a very one-to-many kind of campaigns, right, which kind of pesters customers a lot.
Mm.
They will be receiving 4 emails from a brand and none of them are relevant to them.
Right, right.
What makes more sense that I send less emails, which is very targeted to that customer based on his preference. So that likelihood of that person opening that email is high and completing the transaction is higher.
Right, right.
So it's basically, it is not only about prompting customers to buy. Obviously, at the end of the day, every business is run for that, Richard. Needless to say that.
Yes.
But somewhere I feel it is also important to kind of give them the right set of information, right set of options which are there for them.
Mm.
To look out for. So we're giving more information to customers so that they can just make a right choice.
Right, I see. Tell me about some of the clients then that you know have been are involved with Netcore Cloud. 5,000 clients spread over 18 countries. Is that correct?
Yep.
And what kind of client base are we looking at? Is it everything from every industry almost?
Yeah, so what today, we are in the space of B2, B2C, Richard.
Right.
It is categorized that we sell it to business, and then all the businesses where we are selling our product, they need to have a customer base.
Yeah.
And all the customer base, they should have the digital identity of that customer.
Mm-hmm.
So the platform which we are offering today is agnostic to any vertical. So any brand who are looking at engaging with their customers, building a brand loyalty, having a consistent communication with their customers, our product can be used. And right. Talking about some of the verticals which are more common where our brands get used are banks, insurance, airlines, e-commerce, payment wallet, fintech, edutech. I think these are some of the verticals where it is getting used. But as I said, it is agnostic to any vertical as such.
Mm-hmm.
We primarily look at how can we create better customer experience for all of our customers while they are doing an engagement with their customers.
The interesting thing is, obviously, hyper-personalization is already, you know, pretty accurate. I mean, how do you see it changing over the next couple of years? And you know, what are the kind of advances that Netcore Cloud are taking in the field?
Yeah, I think that's a very relevant question, Richard. With the emergence of the lot of data which is there. So we are investing heavily on the AI side of it.
Mm.
And as we all know, AI is playing a very significant role in our product strategy. And we are leveraging it across our stack, be it for better email delivery, or be it for predictions, or for recommendation, or coming up with send time optimization, or building some relevant insights, so on and so forth. Our AI engine is called Raman, and it is helping brands in why customers are uninstalling your app. It is letting you know why your monthly active users are down this month.
Right.
We are also coming up with segments which are predictive in nature. So when I say predictive segments, it means likely to buy. So this is the set of people who are likely to buy.
These are
the set of people who are likely to churn.
Right, right.
These are the set of people who are likely to add to cart. So with the help of AI, brands can now decide what is the best next action for each of their customers. And that's where we are leveraging AI on. And that's what we see as a is going to be the future, wherein each and every customer kind of get those communication on which brand is wanting them to act on.
The future is AI.
Yes.
Okay, final question for you then, just before I let you go. In terms of business growth over the last kind of 18 months or you know, shrinkage, what's it been like for you guys over the last 18 months in terms of business? Has it improved or has it reduced, do you think?
So initially when the pandemic had hit, I think it took us, everybody took some time to kind of adapt to the situation because it was very unprecedented in nature and nobody was ready for that.
Right.
A couple of quarters were there where we took some time to kind of understand the know-how and the nuances of this, how is the behavior changing, how is customers' buying pattern going to change. And what we saw, there were two set of clients which we had, one who got positively impacted and one who got negatively impacted.
Mm-hmm.
So like say brands like airlines, online travel aggregators, hospitality clients, physical retailers, we all know have been very negatively impacted because of the restrictions and the lockdowns.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, the e-commerce, online players, delivery apps, fintech solutions, edutech, D2C brand. We see a lot of brands kind of going online and it has kind of accelerated the process for some of the brands. While this going online was always in their strategy, but they were like kind of contemplating it when to do it.
Right.
With pandemic hitting, it kind of became a necessity for them.
Yeah.
That they will have to go online to kind of survive.
Yeah.
So that led to massive growth on these specific sectors, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, that since we have customers in both the side of coin, which you say.
Yeah, yeah.
We were able to kind of navigate well and we have grown significantly in the last 18 months. Based on these clients' behavior, which has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And parallelly helped all of our customers also to navigate through these difficult times, Richard.
Very interesting stuff, Saket. Thank you so much for your time today.
Pleasure is all mine, Richard. It was good talking to you.
As well. I'd like to get you back at some point as well. That was Saket Kumar Jha, the Chief Revenue Officer for Netcore Cloud here in Southeast Asia, East Asia, ANZ and MEA. We've been speaking about how not too long ago companies were relying on trade shows and conferences and other physical activities. Fast forward to the pandemic and nearly all modern marketing programs have turned digital. And of course, hyper-personalization is one of those things that's been lauded as the future of marketing and customer experience. If you did miss any part of this show, please download the podcast wherever you'd normally listen to it from. I recommend the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. For BFM 89.9, the business station, my name is Rich Bradbury.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.